Hello everyone, welcome back to Model Student. I'm your host, Alexandra Rain, and today I am joined with Bia. This was our first time meeting, and she's so incredibly lovely, such a cool, kind person, and as much as I complain about the evil algorithm, the oh-so-evil algorithm, I have TikTok's algorithm to thank for connecting us. And I'm so happy that I am able to get to know her. It's actually so bizarre the way that social media works and how your network to people is just so expanded. But anyways, nonetheless, I feel like I talk about social media enough. I feel like an old lady talking about it most of the time, truthfully. Anyways, Bia is so incredible. She recently just signed to modeling agency. She's also a FIT student, so our conversation covered various points of working in fashion, and she's just so herself and such a beautiful, beautiful person. So I hope you enjoy this conversation as much as I did, and as always, goes without saying, don't forget to leave a rating and review. Thank you. And one more thing, if you ever want to provide any feedback, you're more than welcome to DM my personal Instagram, or you can also email modelstudentpod@gmail.com, which I'll leave down below in the show notes. So without further ado, here we go. One more thing I forgot to mention, this episode is also, like all future episodes, available to watch as well if you want the full model student experience, baby, and you want to see facial expressions and whatnot. That is also available to you if you so please. Okay, let's get into it. A link down below, goes without saying. Okay, now let's start. So pronouncing your name, is it just B or
so actually everyone thinks that it's like C B.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's short for Beatrice, but that's not okay, great.
I love so, that. So Beatrice. Well, welcome Beatrice.
No.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Well, welcome Bia then to model student. I'm so excited to have you. Before we get into like all of the questions related to like modeling and fashion, I would love to know a little fun fact, if you will, of yourself, a little school fun fact. Yes.
It's like an icebreaker.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a Capricorn.
Gorgeous. I just learned that my little cousin is a Capricorn or has it somewhere in his chart.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So I'm like a December, like I'm right after Christmas, like
the okay. He's April, so it must be like his moon or
something like that. I have a Libra moon.
Okay, love Libras. I know very little about astrology. I talk about it like I do.
Same, literally. Same. I know nothing.
Okay, perfect. Well, I love that. That was your icebreaker, nonetheless. The astrology girls will know what it means. I don't, but
astrology girls can interpret as they will.
Exactly. So first, when did you start modeling, but also when did you want to become a model? Those kind of go hand in hand.
Sure they do. I don't know, like I feel like I never wanted to become a model because it wasn't something that I thought like, oh, people want to become a lawyer, they want to become a doctor.
Yeah.
It wasn't just something that like I thought was a job. I thought it was just like, at least like when I was growing up, models were found on the street or in an airport or something random, you know? And it's like when you're 12, like nobody is scouting you because it's like, it's just like you are a child. And
yeah.
I looked like a 12-year-old. I wasn't like one of those where you look older, you know?
Yeah.
So it was never something that I thought was like attainable or even something in my like orbit.
Yeah.
But I feel like when I would look through like magazines and like my mom loved like she used to be obsessed with like Vogue and like People magazine. Like when we would go to the airport, she would always buy like those like airport magazines, like the
I
trash
know exactly what you're
magazine.
talking about.
The word puzzle in the back, like, and like, so when she would keep them sometimes before she threw them out, and I would like look through them and I would like see the hot and not list or like who wore the better, And so all these things, I was like, oh my God, like I see myself through like these advertisements. Like it's so, like it just looked not glamorous, but like something about it was just like sucking me in. And I like loved fashion and just like the entire world surrounding it.
Totally.
So that's how I like started to like think of like, fashion, like, yeah.
How old were you then when you started remembering, like, or having a distinct, like, interest in it?
I want to say like always, because like I even remember like as a kid, like elementary school kid, like when my mom would pick out like an outfit either the night before or the day of, like I always remember like, no, I'm not wearing this. I don't want to wear this. Like having a fit, but like I would, my mom like always kind of treated me like a little adult and like she'd ask for my opinion and things. So it's like if I didn't like something, like she wouldn't argue with her, be like, no, you have to wear this. Like she would just be like, okay, well, like what do you want to wear? And it's like, and switch it out,
Collaborate.
exactly, or collaborating.
Yeah, no, I love it. I feel like that's usually the answer, though, with people that are into fashion. It's like, yeah, it's just always been an interest. Like it feels almost innate in that way, you know? So then from liking the fashion magazines, picking out your collaborating with your mom with outfits, when did you get signed modeling?
Actually, this year.
Oh my gosh, no way. Congratulations.
Thank you. I was literally, it was still like we were like on the cusp of like exiting the pandemic and like going back into like the world. So it was like the winter time, it was like December. I was literally watching The Crown
Oh,
on Netflix.
gorgeous.
And I get this DM on Instagram. And like obviously, like I'm a very not, I mean, yes, superstitious, but that's not the word I'm looking for. Like I'm very cautious about like Instagram and like DM you.
For sure.
So the DM that I got was from one of my now agents, and she was basically just introducing herself, and she was like, oh, like me and like my team, we moved from the agency we worked at and we started our own agency. Like, we'd love for you to check out our website. And at the time, their website wasn't even like open to the public, it was like through a password. So I was like, okay, I was like, let me just watch this episode and we'll sleep on
Then
it.
we'll get back to it.
Literally. And I was like, this is so like sus. Like, I was like, I don't really know how I feel about this.
It can go either way, I feel like, with DMs from agents. Either they're like legitimate or they're, like you say, sus.
And so whatever. So the next day I wake up and I'm just like, okay, if they are planning to like steal my social security number and rob me of all the money I have, like they can't do that through a Zoom call. And that's all they were asking. They were like, we would just love to talk to you on Zoom and just get to know you and you can get to know us and ask all the questions you want. Like nothing will happen with just a Zoom call. Like if I don't like the vibe, like I won't call them back or whatever, So we scheduled a call. I remember like when we ended up actually having the call, they were just like so flabbergasted about the amount of questions that I had and the questions I was asking. They're like, oh, usually like when we have these like types of things with models, like they're just like, oh, we don't have any questions, and they go along with everything. And I was just
Totally.
like, I don't know, like it's like innate in me to like ask questions,
No, but that's good because I feel like so many like young women, young people are just like amped about the idea of modeling, and they don't think about like contracts, protecting themselves, all of the like very like, okay, what percentages are you taking? What were some of the questions you were asking them? If you can remember.
Yes, I do. I asked them like what was their previous work, like what makes them legitimate, you know?
Yeah.
I remember asking them like how much percentage do they take out in my
Yeah.
contract? Is it would it be like okay if at one point I don't feel like aligned with your agency anymore and I want to leave? Is it going to become like a whole legal thing if I try to, you know,
Yeah.
break contract before it ends or something?
Yeah.
Or, you know, what do they do to protect their models? Like, are you planning on stealing my money and not paying me for like 2 years, you know? And like genuinely, I asked these questions, maybe not in the format that I'm telling you now, but like for the most part, these were the questions I was asking because it's like, again, I was in the mindset of like, you know, if it's not for me, it's not for me. Like it'll be someone else. So may as well like get it all on the table, you
Oh,
know?
sure, definitely. I love that. It's so responsible. I feel like truly when I first signed, I was just like, yeah, like then, like I had like my friend's dad who's a lawyer, like look over the contracts and he like pointed out some things to be aware of. But I feel like now if I were to meet with an agency, it would be very like, okay, the rose colored or then the
The rose-colored glasses would be off.
yeah, exactly. Like I'm
Okay.
not naive anymore. Maybe, I hope not. I feel like I'm not,
We're
but
all a little naive. That's like part of being young.
exactly.
You can't control it, you know?
Yeah, totally. So did you feel, I mean, you signed with them, so obviously it was a good match.
I had, well, like, I think it's a good match. I'm like still, the problem is like I'm just naturally very like not anxiety, but I kind of like doubt myself.
Yeah.
But like not in the terms of like self-confidence, but more in just like I don't want to be, I'm like don't want to be fucked over, you know? I've
Yeah,
heard such
totally.
horror stories with the modeling industry, and like they will take you for everything you've got
Yeah.
and they will not feel bad about it at all. So I was just, I wanted to cover every base. I had like a lawyer look it over. I have a
Nice.
cousin who works in the film industry and she looked it over. I had like my mom when she worked in the Diamond District. She had a friend or coworker slash friend who has a wife who modeled, and she has actually a really tragic and crazy story about her modeling experience. And it was like in the 80s, and
Oh.
that's a
All
whole
right, I'm
story.
like, the
And so I had her look it over, and like I just talked to her about like what did we talk about in our meeting, like what, you know, the vibe was.
Yeah.
And I kind of got like the green flag from everyone, but like the bottom line from everyone was kind of just be cautious,
Yeah.
like don't trust anyone too much, you know? And
Yeah.
it's like I'm on the same page.
Yeah,
So
totally. Amazing. I love it. So what has been your like experience so far modeling? I mean, it's you've just barely signed, you're a new face still. So how has it been? Have you been doing tests? Have you had any bookings? How has it been like getting to know from the inside the modeling world? It's so weird.
well, luckily for me, I go to FIT,
Oh,
so
nice.
I have sort of an in
Yeah.
because for the past from like January till September, end of September, like until the most recent Fashion Week,
Yeah.
I was interning with Parenza Schooler,
Oh
and
my
that was
God.
like just if you like if you want to see the inside of fashion, like
Yeah.
intern because
Yeah.
it's just the most real experience you can have.
For sure.
I mean, everything from just like e-com shoots, models, market week, creating a fashion show. Like it was just nutso. And like
Yeah.
every single second of it, I soaked it all up like a sponge. And I'm just like so grateful because it's like most people when they go to fashion school, it's kind of like hit or miss with like internships and opportunities
Yeah,
to be really lucky.
for sure.
I'm very well aware of how lucky I was to like get that on my
Yeah.
first try with no previous experience.
It's
So,
so cool. What are you studying at FIT? Like, what's your major?
what?
What's your major? What are you studying?
I am studying advertising and marketing
Okay.
communications.
Cool. No, I love it. I wasn't sure, like, because FIT has. They really have kind of every single,
Yeah.
like photography, design, marketing, business, like the works, you know.
Yeah, when my mom went there, she studied merchandising.
Okay,
So
yeah.
that's kind of how I was introduced to like I was originally okay. So I
Oh,
was
sorry.
originally gonna become a dentist or plastic surgeon. I was leaning towards dentist because it's a little bit easier to become a
Yeah.
dentist.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Then as a senior, I was like, okay, like realistically speaking, like I have no credentials to like go into like a pre-med like major in college. And also like I was not the most studious person when it came to like math, science, like the other classes, like writing, history, that suddenly I excelled, but like math and science, no ma'am.
Not
No
it.
ma'am.
Not
Didn't work.
it.
And so I was kind of like, okay, well, my mom went to FIT. And so these colleges have like a whole thing with like legacy. And I know that that would up my chances of getting in. And surely enough, I did.
We love to see it.
And so now I study advertising. And in case the modeling thing doesn't work out, I think I'm going to go into PR, probably the fashion industry, maybe the art industry. But like, I do like PR. So.
It's so cool though. I think everything will be so valuable to each other. Your experience modeling will help you with PR. Your advertising experience helps you understand modeling in a way that, I know I still probably don't understand, all that goes into it. But I'm so curious about your internship. Was it like, what were the hours like? Was it hands-on? I'm assuming you were just doing everything.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I started out, so I was technically supposed to start like the way that FIT conducts internships, you basically have to register for an internship class, and through the class you get a credit. And then through the class and like the system that they have online, they'll, coordinate like basically report cards from your internship person. Your supervisor, and they'll like basically give you like a grade and they'll give you notes and whatever. And then if you pass, which obviously like how hard is it to like pass an internship, you'll get a credit for the course. And that's what makes it legal because obviously you can work for quote unquote free. And so a credit is technically like, oh, it's part of your education. So that's how they, the fashion industry costs
Yeah,
labor.
I absolutely.
But on the bright side of things, it was really good because I started in January, my semester didn't start until February, like beginning of February. So I kind of had a month to catch up and like try to learn as much as I can because I knew like Fashion Week was starting. That was part of like the allure in their job description was that like you'd be helping with Fashion Week. So I knew that like I'm someone who like I don't like to be lost. I don't like to ask people like, what am I supposed to do? Like, I wanted to like get a hang of it. So I started 3 times a week. I think it was like Monday, Tuesday, and like Thursday. Not that that like
No, I love it. I'm seeing the calendar. I love it.
you're seeing the vision.
I'm seeing the vision.
So I started like 3 times a week. We would base like leading up to Fashion Week, it was kind of like learning how to like organize our closet and how to like do returns on like Fashion GBS and like just like keeping like basically learning the showroom and like where everything was and how to organize everything. And then the closer we got to Fashion Week, it was like, okay, this is a fitting. This is what we do when like celebrities or VIP clients or influencers are coming to the show and they need to wear our clothing. So we do a fitting. And then like literally the day before, we would have like fittings the entire day of just like usually influencers, but like once in a while you get like a niche celebrity. And so we would dress them and like, I mean, I wouldn't. When I first started, this was like my first fashion show. I was grateful enough to make it to 2 fashion shows. So the first time around, I was kind of just like on the outside, and they would like open the door and be like, okay, can you get this, that, and the third? And I would go get it and whatever. But as I like kind of progressed for my last fashion show that I did, I actually got to be in the room and like talk to the people who were coming for a fitting and like help them decide. And it was just like a whole different experience, even though I was still an intern, but it was just like they trusted me more.
Yeah, totally.
That's what I valued. I just wanted to be trusted so badly to
Yeah.
do
The
like,
job to really,
yeah, exactly.
That's so
So,
interesting. So what out of like, obviously an internship is an internship, but
where do you see yourself? I know you mentioned like with modeling, like you don't want to get fucked over. You're like cautious, can see yourself going more PR, but like if you could, if everything could go according to plan, what you want, what would the next 5 years look like for you? Is that too big of a question? Because I need to
Oh
reel it
no.
back.
That's a perfect question because I'm someone who likes to plan literally 6 months in advance, even though it's like impossible to plan 6 months, but it's like I'm just crazy. So
No, I resonate. I understand. Trust me.
sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
So I feel like in my heart of hearts, I would want to be like successfully modeling and like
What?
making a career out of it, just because like I've again had the blessing of like working part of the internship. Like they would give us opportunities where it's like if they were having like an e-com shoot or if they were shooting the new collection, then they would obviously need help sometimes. And obviously all the interns in every department, they have their own schedule. So some people don't come in on certain days, so they'll sometimes need extra help. And so when I got those opportunities, I would obviously take it because I wanted to talk to the models. That's literally like, it was just like a gift for me. Like it was like, I didn't learn about it, especially like the modeling side of it. And I literally took every chance. So when I would talk to the models, like they would all have these different experiences, but like they would all say, have something else. Like, don't make modeling your life.
Yeah, you can't, or else you'll literally be like so
A
depressed.
tortured soul, literally.
Yeah.
And so I took their, and like they would ask me, I was like kind of, I don't know if you can relate to this, but like when you first started modeling, people would ask you, like, oh, what do you do? Like, were you ever like apprehensive to be like, oh, I model, or were you kind of like,
I feel like even still I struggle to be like, oh yeah, I'm modeling. Like I'm like, because I don't know why. Like I am a writer and I'm interning at a magazine and
that's
it's
amazing.
great. But my editor was like, we need like a little, it's like about my experience with like having my parents be addicted growing up and grief. And my editor was like, we need a little something of like where you are now, like you should put that new model. And I was just like, no.
Oh man.
I'm like, not now. I don't know. I'm like now, because when I was a student, I was just like, oh yeah, I'm a student, you know? And I was like, I kind of do modeling, but I think it's the thing of like not wanting to admit how much I want it as like a protective thing. So I feel like if I'm like, oh yeah, I'm a model, it's like I'm still reluctant, but I'm like, technically that's what I do part time. Like it's like what I'm doing. So that's like something I need to work through myself. But yes, I understand that like hesitancy to be like,
It's just like
no.
has it, I feel like for me it's more about like, again, I'm like big on like credentials and like what makes someone
Yes,
legitimate.
exactly.
And so for me,
Exactly.
it's like, oh, you're not on the cover of Vogue.
Yeah,
Yikes.
no,
You're
I feel the same. It's like, yes, I've been able to do work, but I guess I don't consider myself of the full status to be like
that's so true
modeling.
because it's like modeling is so many different things. There's e-com, there's, and e-com, I've come to realize.
It pays.
I realized that you got to respect the e-com girls because even at Proenza, like the e-com girls, they were getting treated right. Lunch, snack time, coffee break. They were being paid
No,
everything on
it's.
the website. And that's like a legitimate job, you know?
I think that's the scam of the fashion industry is like, you want to be a runway model. And like, yeah, that's so legit, but like, you don't. If you're starting off, if you're like at the ground level, you should be orienting yourself towards trying to get e-com jobs if you have bills to
Bingo.
pay. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? But 100%. That's so interesting. Well, I'm so, I mean, you, as somebody who has very little credentials, I see it. You have the look, truly, and you're so cool. So I want to talk to
Thank
you
you.
also about personal style because I feel like that's kind of, I mean, it's always been a thing with models, but like having the model off duty look, and I feel like you've achieved it. No, really. Yeah, I just sneezed.
Oh my God. Okay. So in Russian, we have a saying, "Napravdu." So it basically means someone sneezes when they say something that's like about someone. It means that it's, we, Napravdu means on the truth. So you sneeze, and I was gonna be like on
Oh
the
my gosh. Oh wait, I love that. Well, it's true. You're supermodel to be. I'm hoping it. I'm praying for it.
Thank you for you too.
Yeah.
That's also like another discussion of like, I don't know, like the everyone tell like I've been told for, and I don't mean this in like a cocky way, but like for the past couple of years, as I've come to like come into my own and like step into womanhood, it's like there has been a shift and people are like, oh, you should model. And it's like, I don't know. I'm just like,
No, it's, I think you have to trust what other people say about you, especially if it's positive, or
true.
especially if you're hearing it over and over and over again. It's like, okay, there's a reason why you're hearing it,
But
you
sometimes
know?
I'm like, oh, is it just because like I'm skinny and like partially tall? Like, you
Yeah,
know?
that's also something to consider too. But face wise, you have the face card down. I can't see your height or your body right now. So, but personal style though. So you said like it feels like the past couple of years you've really stepped into your own.
Yes. Okay. So I feel like fashion and style have just like the biggest impact on my life. I feel like growing up, like I've always wanted to be my mom, like always. And maybe not her person, like her person, like love her to like, I would die for her. But like, as we all do, we all have our like negative qualities and positive qualities, and some of her opinions are just eek. And I'll let your imagination do the work on that.
We'll fill in the blanks. We'll fill in the blanks.
But I like am obsessed with her, and just like she went to like FIT when she was like, I think it was like the early 90s. She graduated in 92. She only went for the associate's degree. So like in the 90s, she started at FIT, and like she worked in the Diamond District, and like just fashion was at like a peak in the 90s and the 80s, and it was
I'm
just like so
sure.
different now, but like it really was just like the prices of things and the sample sales, and like she's just like created this archive essentially of like
Amazing.
really good quality clothing, and not everything is expensive. Some things it's like I've never heard of this brand, some things it's obviously like more mainstream. But like I was always just like obsessed with her clothing, and like I loved the way she dressed, and she was always so like classy but like unique with her own twist. You know, she likes color, like prints, but like it's digestible in a way. You know,
Totally.
I always like wanted to be like her. I was like, I want to be like just as fashionable as her. She's just such good taste, you know. So I guess just like again, in that like transition into womanhood, it's like I had to just reevaluate like what kind of woman did I want to be? What did I, how did I want the world to interpret me? Because it's like this is just like our clothes say so much about us, you know?
Yeah, totally, 100%.
So I kind of just recently over the years started looking at like the Olsen twins and like Phoebe Philo and like Jackie Kennedy. And I feel like those are
Kennedy,
just like when you're thinking of like just classic styles, like it won't go out of style really. It's they're just like really good examples for me to like look at, and just
Totally.
I like the color palette. I'm not really someone who likes to wear color.
Yeah, I try and I every time I'm like, I can't, I can maybe do a red, but like I can't like on the day to day do. And I have tried to be that person, but I
I have
can't.
tried to be that person too, and it's just for me, like I feel like a clown.
Yeah, I'm very much neutral, but it works for me.
Black, white. Like I used to be told, like I would always wear like black, gray, whatever. And I like was raised on the, oh, black can't be your favorite color because it's like not a color, it's a shade.
It's
Like, really shut up.
a
But like I feel so confident wearing black. Like it's just like my safe color, and
Yeah.
like anything goes
You
wrong,
can't
like
go
wear
wrong.
black.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with black.
Totally. Sometimes it's like with color, at least for me personally, I feel like if you're wearing a bright color, it doesn't go with every like occasion, you know, because sometimes it's like appropriate, you're too loud, you know.
Yeah, totally.
So I let my personality do the work in terms of
Yeah.
like
I love
loudness.
that. Yeah, I know. I love that.
So
What?
like,
Go
oh,
ahead. Nope,
no,
go
so I didn't say, but on the other hand, I feel like people like Amanda Murray, she's the London girl in New York City
ahead.
on Instagram, and she's a stylist. She has like a really opposite style where she's more like she likes shapes and like she likes
Yeah.
sensation, and he has like very like interestingly shaped items, and she likes Issey Miyake and like she likes
Yeah.
prints and colors, and like something about the way that she like presents her wardrobe is just, oh my God, like it makes me
Awesome.
want to wear color, you
Yes,
know?
definitely,
So
definitely.
I see her and I'm just like, you know, maybe one day I'll like
Yeah.
decide to transition into a more diverse, let's say, like
Yeah.
palette as it pertains to clothing.
Yeah. But for now, we're sticking to the neutrals, to the Olsen
Neutrals.
Kennedy info. Oh, amazing. What do you feel like you have, like those icons as kind of like the blueprint, but how do you make it your own? Like, what makes you, what makes Thea Bia?
I would say honestly, my identity, like unfortunately, like I say unfortunately because like
Yeah.
it sucks that like your identity, I feel like people who are like people of color, they can relate to that. It's like it sucks.
Yeah.
Like, it has to be like in everything because it's like
Yeah.
impacted your life, I'm sure for you, for anyone
Yeah.
else. It's like
Yeah.
it's like a part of like growing up.
Yeah.
It's
It's
like
so essential. You can't leave
100%.
it
And it's like whether or not you accept it, you have to like acknowledge the fact that like
out.
every aspect of your life will, you'll have to like analyze it through the lens of like whatever trauma or whatever,
Yeah. Yeah.
let's say, I don't even know what the word is, but like downside of life that you've been giving, you
Yeah.
know, whatever unluck.
Yeah,
But
no, I'm following.
yeah, and I feel like you spoke about it a lot about like your
Yeah.
upbringing, like your parents, and it's like that's something you have to overcome, and it's like
Yeah.
really brave of you to share that.
Yeah. I can't
And
shut up about it.
good, it's your story, and you shouldn't be made to
Yeah.
like stop telling it, you know?
Thank you. Yeah.
What do they say? Like, sing it until the birds come home or something.
I mean, I don't know, but I'm on the rooftop every morning, like banging the pots and pans.
Good.
Anyone
Good.
that will listen, you know, but it's true. I really like that. It seems like such an obvious answer now of like your own individual experiences, of course, separate you from everyone else.
That's true. Yeah. So I think that just like again, like the transition into womanhood, it's like it's into everything, you know?
Yeah.
So there's no way
And
around it.
how old are you?
I'm 19. I'll be 20 in December.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm 22. You just seem so much more mature. I totally expected that. No, like in a good, like in it, when I was 19, I was a mess. Like you seem so in yourself that I expected you to at least be my
Oh
age.
my God, thank
Oh
you.
my gosh, of course. That's amazing.
Literally, like, I'm not gonna say, like, I was gonna. Okay, so
Say it.
usually when people tell me that, I'll be like, oh, like, do I look old? Should I go to the plastic surgeon? But I was like, you know what?
No,
This time, let me just accept the compliment.
it's not like a, oh, you look like you're aging. It's more
Oh,
like
I know.
the way you present yourself is so secure and
Thank you. I try.
no, it's gorgeous. I love it.
Thank
So
you.
in our final 5 minutes, any how do you feel secure in yourself? Do you have any practices, any rituals that help you, I guess, for lack of a better word?
I feel like you have to find your people. I mean, before you find your people, you have to find yourself. I feel like for anyone who's just like not cis white and like wealthy, like you have to like look into
Yeah.
yourself and like whatever the world tells you that is like wrong or is like not deemed to be like successful or like whatever the word may be. It's like you
Yeah.
have to look inward and like how can you make that like the most like prominent thing about you? Because I feel like
Yeah.
the time, like I feel like especially like let's say with white people, it's like they'll try to minimize like people of color and tell them like, oh, like why does everything have to be like RuPaul says, like
Yeah.
why gotta be black, you know, but not in that
Yeah.
context, but
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
no.
why does everything have to be about race or why does everything have to be about like gender and whatever, but it's like it's what makes us us, and it's like
Yes. Yeah.
I'll never know what it's like to be a black person, you'll never know what it's like to transition from like one gender to
Yeah.
another. It's like these are the experiences that bring people together. And it's like having sympathy and having like that inkling to like want to learn about people.
Yeah,
I
definitely.
think that's what makes humans like so interesting. That's why it's so
Yeah.
frustrating to see people be so like, I don't know, like bigoted and just like
Yeah.
so not interested in like learning about other people, you know?
Definitely.
So I feel like in terms of influencing like personal style and like how it just like you have to look inwards and see like how
Yeah.
can I walk through the world and
Yeah.
just like be
Be
myself. Like,
yeah.
how do I say that I'm myself without having to say anything? You know what I mean?
Yes.
That just comes from like growth and like I'm grateful
Yeah.
that you're allegedly saying that I'm really
No, you are.
myself and like
You are.
sure. And
Yeah.
that's a blessing because I feel like not everybody has that and it takes everyone time. And I think that's not a bad thing. Like I feel like my sister still needs
Yeah.
time and that's okay because
Yeah.
we're all on
It's
our
a
own
process.
journeys. Exactly. We're all on our own journey and it all takes time. But I feel like
Definitely.
we just have to all focus on ourselves and build that in ourselves. And then once we've kind of secured, like, okay, I'm this person,
Yeah.
then you have to find your community. And I feel like community is such a big thing and it's just so
Absolutely.
important. Like your family is important, but sometimes your chosen family is beyond.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm ending the Zoom call now. I don't have to say anything else. That was perfect. Thank you. No, really. Thank you so much for coming on. And next time in New York, I'm gonna be ringing
Yes,
line.
absolutely. You better text me.
No, I will 100%. Thank you so much, Via, for
Thank you
coming
for having me. This is
on.
my first podcast. I'm so excited.
Hey, well, I'll call you on next week. Truly, I'm
I
like
love you.
a seasoned
You got
regular.
co-host?
Yeah, no, honestly. Honestly, I've been like talking to some of my friends. I'm like, do you guys just want to co-host? Like, honestly, like, come on, so truly. Like, we'll have a Via special and it'll just be.
I will literally just take any opportunity. That's another thing. Take every opportunity you can get. Say
Yeah.
yes to everything, unless it's like dangerous, then say no. But like for the most part, say yes to everything. Thank
Absolutely. Thank you so much, truly.
you. Enjoy the rest of
You
your day.
as well. I will be DMing you truly right after this. So thank you so much. Have a good day. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
If you are still around at this point, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And here's your gentle, slightly pestering reminder to leave a rating and review. It actually truly helps so much. And I'm also grateful for you. And thank you for listening. Okay, talk to you soon. Bye.